Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Case.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome to the live Sunday edition of the program. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And Johnson.
And, of course, you can join us right here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We also have Skype. You may Skype into the show. Our username here is lrn.fm, so feel free to reach out to us that way if you prefer. In fact, I prefer it because it usually sounds a lot better over Skype. Lots of stuff to talk about here tonight, including 'tis the season for apparently the atheists to come out with 10 commandments.
Hey.
Now, Johnson, you are a self-proclaimed... are you an atheist or an agnostic? I always forget.
It depends on who I'm talking to.
You sort of act like an atheist. In a lot of cases, you seem very atheistic.
Yeah, well, it depends on who... Again, it depends on who I'm talking to. If you're really religious...
Well, now you're talking to the worldwide audience.
Which is why I'm like, it's like, oh, well, I don't know. Like, if I'm in a religious debate with a really religious person, I tend to claim to be agnostic. Okay. Give them hope that I might believe in God. That I might be swayed, because it becomes a different conversation then, it's like, you're an atheist, blah, 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 like, those arguments don't come up if I say, well, presupposing I were to believe what you had to offer, and then the conversation can actually be had.
Okay, but now, since you don't know who your audience is...
I guess I'm going to go with, yeah. I'll go with atheist tonight.
Okay, all right, fair enough. So we'll go over their 10 commandments, as reported by CNN. That's on the way. But, Johnson, I actually wanted to start out tonight with what you wanted to discuss, which is marriage. Now, you are not a married man.
That's correct.
I am also not a married man. And apparently that's not so uncommon these days.
Right.
People are not getting married as often
and clearly,
as in the past.
And clearly the reason why we're not married is free internet porn.
Is that
according to this study?
Okay, this is an actual scientific study, or is this done by the 700 Club?
This article from the Washington Post says that Americans aren't getting married, and researchers think that porn is part of the problem.
Alrighty.
Let's see how big of a part they think it plays.
And by the way, if you have a comment on this, I'd love to hear from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Go ahead.
Okay. There could be an unlikely contributor. Well, yeah, I'd say it's probably pretty unlikely. To the decline of marriage in this country, and it's free pornography on the internet. A team of researchers who published their findings in the Institute for the Study of Labor, IZA, in Germany determined that the rise of free internet pornography is not only correlated with a pronounced decline in marriage of young adult males who are married, but might actually be contributing to the trend. Hmm. The results in this paper suggest that such an association exists and that it is potentially quite large, the study notes. The researchers used the data from the General Social Survey, GSS, a comprehensive nationally representative survey to analyze how 18 to 35-year-old men used the internet between 2000 and 2004. They focused on how many hours each participant spent on the internet per week.
This is old data, by the way. This is a new study that's looking at data that's a decade old.
I guess so.
Because I imagine people's internet habits have changed in the last decade.
Yeah, probably considerably.
Presumably to using more internet than they would have in the year 2000.
True, and there's probably all sorts of companies and whatnot that don't even exist now that existed. Like just tons of businesses that are gone.
Like CompuServe.
They're still 2000? Out there. Yeah, I mean... Back when people were like, yeah, I need to really pimp out my MySpace profile.
Well, did they have MySpace in the year 2000?
I don't know.
I don't think they did.
Yeah, that's right. Because Google, was founded in 2003 or something.
Google was like 99 or something like that.
Oh, no. No, there was a major milestone in 2003 for Google. There was something that happened.
Okay.
I don't remember exactly what it is.
Maybe that's when they took over the majority of the world's search traffic.
Yeah, maybe. At any rate, they focused on how many hours each participant spent on the internet per week and how many reported having used the internet to view pornography in the past 30 days.
Okay, but I imagine that was a fairly high number.
But also observed other... Well, remember, this might be self-reporting, so who knows how high that number was. But they also observed other activities, including the use of religious websites.
Hmm.
We ask ourselves, what is helping determine whether people are married or not, said Dr.
And how many of the instances did the use of the religious website come immediately after the use of the pornographic website? Like they're feeling guilty, so they went and read a Bible tract or something.
So we asked ourselves, what is helping to determine whether people are married or not? So Dr. Michael Malcolm, a professor at the University of Westchester, Pennsylvania, one of the study's authors, one of those things we thought could be the use of pornography. In order to test the hypothesis,
Malcolm... So wait. What he's saying is he was wondering if looking at the use of pornography determines whether or not someone is married?
I guess, or is there any correlation?
Mm-hmm.
So, he says, in order to test...
I guess, really, you'd have to make sure that the person who was answering the questions didn't have his or her wife or husband in the room.
I guess,
time,
yeah,
right?
That's probably...
Because I imagine there's a lot of hiding of pornography in marriages.
Maybe. So, he says, in order to test the hypothesis, Malcolm adjusted for a number of variables, including age, income, education, religiosity, and employment, all of which have been shown to correlate with marriage. He also adjusted for the possibility that marriage has an impact on pornography use, and never the other way around. He then measured the correlation between pornography use and marriage rates among the more than 1,500 participants studied. Broadly, higher internet usage was associated with lower marriage rates. But pornography in particular was more closely linked to those participants who were not married than any other form of internet use, including
I'm getting a little lost.
Okay. So let me read this and slow down. Broadly, and so this is the broad thing, like a broader look at an overall bigger picture. Higher internet usage was associated with lower marriage rates.
Meaning that if you're using more internet, you're less likely to get married, is what they were saying.
Right.
Now, in the years 2000 through 2000.
Yeah. So he says, but pornography use in particular was more closely linked to those participants who were not married. And it was more closely linked than any other form of internet use.
Unmarried people are more likely to have used pornography according to their statistics.
And it's more closely correlated than financial websites, news websites, sports websites, and several others.
Okay. Now, of course, correlation is not causation, which is important to point out.
But they were just testing to compare against all these other, you know, internet usages. And so they were separating internet use from internet porn, essentially, I think is what they were trying to do there, is separate the two.
So people who, put another way, people who are using pornography on the internet are not as likely to be married and or are not as likely to be honest about it in the survey if they are married.
Right.
Because, I mean, presumably they have anonymity when taking this survey.
Right. They say the opposite for comparison was true for religious website use, which was positively correlated with marriage.
Okay. Figures.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem too surprising.
Sure. The natural reaction might be to dismiss the findings as confirmations of an obviousness that men who are married tend to look at porn less frequently precisely because they are married.
I don't know if I believe that to be true, but that is a way that you would interpret this data.
Sure, they could, or you could interpret it that way. They say,
right.
While that might very well be true and likely helps explain some of the relationship, it doesn't explain all of it. The researchers, while careful to say that their findings fall short of being conclusive, insist that the relationship between the two also likely runs in the direction that we assert. The reason, Malcolm explains, is likely tied to the relationship between marriage and sexual gratification. If pornography is viewed as a means of alternative sexual gratification, then it could be undercutting the need for marriages to serve this function, at the very least during a younger age.
But that's not the real reason people get married, is it?
I would certainly hope not. But they're saying here, think of it as a milder form of premarital sex.
Yeah, well, okay, because I guess some people in certain religions, they do not have sex before marriage, or at least that's the idea. That's what they are supposed to uphold, and so therefore marriage is essentially their ticket to sex, right? So maybe that is maybe amongst religious, super religious people, that is a motivator for getting married. I don't know.
Maybe.
That'd be interesting. If you would like to share your experiences here, the toll-free number is 855-450-free. Is pornography actually contributing to fewer people getting married today. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And do you look at pornography while you're married? Is it allowed? Is it something you're ashamed of? You know, you're welcome to share your experiences here with us.
Did you get married for porn or for sex or for religion?
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand
it's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market,
making it just a free, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing, to be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. Treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free. Take control of the airwaves. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com. You can create the content. That which you see there on the front page, it was placed there by listeners like you. And then other listeners voted on it. You can vote stuff up or down as you like. It's a Reddit-based system. Go and check it out and get interactive at freetalklive.com. InFreedomsCause.com is a brand new sponsor of Free Talk Live, and that's because InFreedomsCause is brand new. It is a brand new piece of audio theater that is over 2 hours in length, and it is produced with very high production quality. There's actors that you may recognize, like Joanne Froggatt from Downton Abbey, Billy Boyd of Lord of the Rings, Skandar Keynes of Chronicles of Narnia, as well as James Cosmo from Game of Thrones and Braveheart. You can check it out at InFreedomsCause.com and get the family four-pack for half price using special coupon code FTL. This is a great gift for any young people, especially kids in your family. It has a study guide as an option, and it's a real crash course in one of the historic struggles for freedom. That's the story of William Wallace. It's like Braveheart, only historically accurate. Go to InFreedomsCause.com, and again, use code FTL to get that family four-pack of CDs for half price. That's InFreedomsCause.com.
So I want to mention this to you. I mentioned it to Mark the other night when I was on. James Cosmo, it's amazing that they don't mention the fact that he was also in Sons of Anarchy,
yes,
and Game of Thrones.
I actually did mention Game of Thrones there.
Oh, okay, I didn't hear that one. Yeah.
But yeah, and I have Sons of Anarchy written down. I just didn't mention them all. Apparently,
yeah,
you know, lots of actors do a lot of different things.
I didn't hear the Game of Thrones. I know last time I heard it, I didn't hear Game of Thrones mentioned, and I was just like, wow, you know, that's
it's a big name.
Big name, yeah.
InFreedomsCause.com, coupon code FTL. So we're talking about marriage, and the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. There's one study that is suggesting, they're asking the question in a suggestive manner, saying that perhaps the proliferation of online pornography has contributed to a decline in marriage among young people. Is that what they're getting at here, Johnson?
They're saying it's a possibility, and as we left off, they were
saying there's a correlation, right?
Right. Yeah, possibly, and they're saying to think of it as a milder form of premarital sex.
That is masturbating or self-pleasuring,
yeah,
to
internet
pornography.
Yeah. So they go on to say the decline of marriage in the United States is well documented. Marriage rates have been falling for decades. Divorce rates, while leveling off, are still historically high. Even those couples who are still tying the knot are doing so later and later as time passes.
Mm-hmm.
There are many reasons for the trend. One of the most provocative is the rise of wealth inequality. Andrew J. Cherlin made this point in the recent op-ed in the New York Times.
What's that have to do with people getting married?
Well, here we say, historically low and stable inequality has coincided with periods of higher marriage rates among all socioeconomic groups. Marriage can be an expensive institution, especially without two sustainable sources of income. It's likely of little coincidence that the United States is particularly unequal today, and its poor are particularly less likely to marry than the rich. Some have argued.
So they're saying that I'm sorry, just trying to understand this.
Yeah.
It's you throw a lot of numbers out there.
Sure,
it's
sure.
A little complicated. So what they're saying is because people are poor, they're not getting married?
Yes.
I don't understand that.
Yes, they're specifically saying that poor people are not getting married because it's so expensive to get married that rich people are much more likely to be married.
When they're saying it's expensive to get married, are they talking about the cost of a marriage license, or are they talking about just going and having some crazy $100,000 wedding? Because certainly you don't have to have a wedding like that in order to get married, and I would think most people are aware of that.
And I think we should point out that this guy, Andrew J. Cherlin, made this point in a recent op-ed in the New York Times. It was just an opinionated, you know, an editorial. So it wasn't like a study or anything like that. But, you know, I don't think... I would just venture to say, yeah, it's probably not true. That one is probably just wrong.
Okay.
To a large degree, but who knows. Some have argued that a decline in traditional values has made marriage less of a priority than it once was. The country is certainly less religious today than it has been in the past, and religious people do tend to get married more often and younger.
Sure.
Another, albeit much less central issue, it seems like it could be the proliferation of free pornography. Between 2009 and 2010, erotic content accounted for roughly 13% of all internet searches, according to Forbes. Yeah.
That seems on the light side, 13%.
Well, it seems like they're probably only saying 13% of searches on regular search engines. As opposed to being on an actual free pornography site and doing searches on the porn sites themselves. Because most people probably know, most people probably aren't dumb enough to think that they're going to find most of the porn that they're looking for on Yahoo and Google. They're going to go straight to the porn site first and then do their searches. I would think most people...
Yeah, but if you don't have the porn site first, then you have to find the site.
Yeah, sure. So maybe not a lot of people are having to search for porn sites because they already know where they are.
Could be. By the way, as an aside, I did see a story about Larry Flint recently, you know, the whole interview controversy with Sony canceling the interview movie. Apparently Larry Flint has now pledged to make his own version of some sort of, you know, triple X version of the interview, something called like This Ain't the Interview, triple X.
Right.
So he's going to put his interview out there.
That's hilarious.
Now, I don't know if it's going to involve, you know, Asians or what, you know, it's going to involve, but good on him.
Knowing him, he'd find a way to use actual North Koreans. He'd figure that one.
Filmed in a real labor camp.
Oh, God. So, you know, as we were saying, the 13%. In addition, a 2008 study found that roughly 90% of men think it's acceptable to watch in a pornography, which is no surprise.
Hold on. What?
In addition, a 2008 study found that nearly 90% of men think it's acceptable.
Oh, okay. I could have sworn you said unacceptable. Oh, okay. I'm like, whoa, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So they think, just to be clear, they think that watching porn on the internet is acceptable.
Right.
Okay.
9 out of 10 men. That's and the 10th is long.
Wait, hold on. The 9 out of 10, is that within the 18 to 34 demo that they were talking about earlier?
I
suspect it is.
Think so. They say a 2008 study, so it might be a different study. But, you know,
I
think
about that,
it sounds like this is 90% of men, period.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
It might be a time to dive a bit deeper into how the societal shift is influencing things happening beyond all the closed doors. Anyway, the reason why I brought this article in is because I think it's ridiculous that they just go after reason after reason after reason while just completely not covering the real reason.
The real reason marriage is down?
Right.
What do you think that
is? It's pretty obvious. First of all, it's the government getting involved in a completely raw deal. Like, why would anyone want to sign a state contract to, let you sign this thing that says that if we ever get separated, I'm going to use violence on you. I'm going to use men with guns. I'm going to sign a contract that says that there's a protectionary status here, that these men with guns are going to make sure that our stuff gets divided 50-50. Oh, and the way the court system works, if you're a man, you're screwed. You're just screwed. Everything you have, just give most of it up because you're going to probably lose it because you're male.
Okay, so, I mean, I happen to totally understand where you're coming from, but aren't you just speculating, too? Or do you actually have some evidence that that's why marriage is on the decline?
There's lots and lots of studies and articles about the government involvement in this. I mean, it's like, it's ridiculous.
Is there actual studies showing that's a reason why people aren't getting married? Because I'd like to see that, you know, you back that one up. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. You can share your thoughts.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet. Or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dry foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features waiting for you. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. With you in studio, you've got me, Ian.
And Johnson.
And we're going to go to your phone calls here in a moment. But the question on the table, there's a few of them at this point.
I've got one.
They're all in relation to marriage. What is your question?
Well, I've got one since I wasn't able to find necessarily any articles about it. I'm sure we could probably find plenty of anecdotal evidence out there from guys who have been taken to the cleaners in a divorce.
Oh, no doubt. Well, what you had said earlier was that, marriage is on the decline. Younger right. people in the United States, 18 to 34, are less likely than ever before
sure.
to get married. And there's some scientific supposed study claiming that maybe it's porn's fault.
Right.
And, Johnson, what you say is that you think that it's the government's fault. Is
yeah,
why
I think
marriage...
people are starting to realize it's a completely raw deal.
But I don't think necessarily that... And so I called you on that. I said, well, you seem very sure of yourself, but that sounds like speculation as well, just like these other things were speculation. And what I mean is that while it's certain things that the government does that result in...
I don't think there's any speculation to the fact that if you go through a divorce, you're going to be spending ridiculous amounts of money.
Right.
And lawyers are going to then try and screw you even more out of more money.
I think you're right. I think fear of divorce is definitely a major factor for not getting married in the first place, no doubt. But I don't think that people necessarily, and I could be wrong about this, I don't think people necessarily follow from having that belief about divorce and marriage, like, oh, I'm scared of divorce. Divorce seems like a terrible process.
Right.
I don't want to get married. I don't think they necessarily make the connection that, oh, it's because of the state. I think that divorce is just the concept.
I don't think that people think it's because of the state.
But that's what you would say. It sounded like that's what you were saying.
Okay, and that might have been a confusion on my part. No, I think...
Because you said it was the government's fault. And it is.
But I don't think that people are thinking that way. No, but if they're thinking divorce is the problem, then it's the state's fault.
Yes, I'll give you that much. Let's talk to Tom. He's in New Hampshire. We'll continue on this in a moment. You can also bring up anything. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Go ahead, Tom.
Actually, what really happens is that if you don't pay the court-ordered payments, that they like alimony, stuff like that, the judge won't really do much about it except babbling and scribbling by ordering you to pay it and signing scribbling an autograph on a paper. It's cops that are the problem. Now, getting back to what I called to talk about, which is the golden rule, and speaking of cops, what we need as a resolution is the golden rule, which is whatever is the maximum a human being could get for doing a violent crime to a cop, that is the minimum that a cop must get for doing the same violent crime to a human being, because it's a lot worse since the human beings are forbidden by law to fight back against criminals with badges. So that's the first part of the golden rule. The second part is that cops are guilty until proven innocent. Like, look at the time the New York Police Department shoved that toilet plunger up the guy's rear end, and even the cop that did it got the conviction overturned for lack of evidence. Well, how is the victim supposed to be collecting evidence against the enemy attackers while the victim is face down and getting this toilet plunger worked up his rear end? So the cops have to prove they didn't do it. Okay, because the way that things are going now, you know, there are two possibilities. Either the human beings are going to run out of human beings, in which case the cops still lose because they got nobody left to sponge off of, or the cops run out of cops, in which case the human beings still lose because who are you going to call when you need a flash grenade thrown into your playpen?
Thanks for the call, Tom. 855-453 is the toll-free number tonight. And we are live here on this Sunday edition of Free Talk Live.
So do you want to briefly touch on the incident that happened with the guy in Brooklyn?
All I know is some dude shot a couple cops. That's really all I know. Do you know more about it?
He made posts on Instagram beforehand.
That he was intending to shoot police.
That he was intending to shoot police. He posted a picture of his gun. He posted a picture of his, like, shoes and clothing. And
Wait a minute. Aren't guns banned in New York City? This happened in Brooklyn?
Yeah.
How's that happen?
Apparently he traveled there, too, you know, from somewhere. But anyway.
Just that gun ban didn't work out.
And apparently Philly sent a warning in advance. And the
Philly?
I guess he was traveling from somewhere else in Philadelphia, I think. And they found out about these, you know, Instagram posts and sent a fax over to the New York Police Department.
What was that supposed to do?
It was a warning. Like, this guy might be coming to cause problems.
I see.
And they got it 5 minutes before the attack actually occurred, you know, so it was, like, basically happening at the same time.
Well, like, what's that supposed to do, though? Right. They sent a fax.
Right.
Okay.
Well,
This is New York City.
Hey, this guy's traveling to New York City, you know, put on an APB or whatever to all the police.
Picture looks really good over a fax machine.
Yeah, sure. But, you know, say somebody's looking, be on high alert, somebody might be out to kill a couple cops tonight. Be wary.
What are you supposed to do about that? I mean, unless you've got the... First of all, look, even if they were able to fax over a crystal clear picture of this guy, how many millions of people in New York City? I mean, how are you... It'd be one thing if the dude was going to some small town of, you know, 1,000 people, then you would know a new guy coming into town. But in New York City, you don't know who these people are. And so, I mean, beyond that, it was a fax. I mean, what's that going to give you? I mean, a little black and white picture? You're not going to be able to identify anything off of that. Good job, government.
Yeah, so, So the claim that this guy made just before doing this was, you know, he said, they took one of ours, in reference to Eric Garner being choked to death.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they took one of ours. Well, I'm going to take two of theirs.
And then he took his own life, correct?
Well, he took his own life as he was cornered on a subway.
I see.
Yeah. Well, he was trying to get away, but they cornered him, I guess.
Okay. Well, I mean, what do you want to say about it?
So that's it.
Yeah.
Just mention it.
There you go.
That's the news. That happened.
Well,
you know,
some people believe
it. And I brought it up just because it's in reference to Tom's call, you know, that type of mentality.
Tom does frequently advocate. He did not on this particular episode, but frequently he does suggest that people get violent with police. And I don't think that's the solution. I understand the frustration. I understand why these things happen. But ultimately, I think even now, with the outrage, the public outrage about police misconduct and
right.
police ridiculousness and abuse and violence, I think even now this will still be seen as unacceptable by people.
I like the idea of a government fearing its people,
mm-hmm.
but not this way. I just think that more people, we need to start reversing firearms laws, more people need to carry, people not need to stop being so afraid of, you know, owning firearms and having firearms.
But that's not going to stop. Wait. That's even. I agree with you, but that's not going to stop people being angry at the police, and that's not going to stop people from killing the police.
No, but, well, actually,
the only way you're going to stop that is if the cops stop hurting peaceful
well,
people.
Well, right, and I think they'll stop hurting peaceful people if people are walking around armed all the time. Armed society is a polite society.
Well, I don't think so, Johnson. I mean, we live here in Keene, New Hampshire, and maybe the cops here aren't as bad, and I don't think they are as bad, and maybe that's one of the reasons why. But ultimately, they're still hurting peaceful people here, you know. You could
sure.
be armed in Keene, and they'll still arrest you for stuff.
Yeah. No, I just don't think that they're going to be, you know, as violent and crazy as they are in some other areas. And,
okay.
and I think if people are, you know, paying attention more, you know, a lot of the bad laws and regulations are going to get rolled back just by consequence.
If people are paying attention to the police?
What's going on in general? Just in general, paying attention to what's going on around them.
Yeah, you know, I like your optimism, but first of all, people don't do those things.
Right, they don't.
And
people are not carrying firearms, and they're not paying attention to the laws. They're not paying attention to what's going on. They're not paying attention to the encroachment on their rights and freedoms.
Right,
and
they do, then they still don't know what to do about it. So there's a whole bunch of hurdles to get over, right? Like, so even the apathy is a problem. People don't pay attention. But if people do pay attention,
the biggest problem.
Then they get angry. And then they go out and they, you know, protest. And that, you know, usually fizzles out, leads to nothing, at least in the United States. Certainly there is examples of protests in Egypt, for instance, that actually did lead to, you know, overturning an existing government and then, of course, replacing with another government. So really, you know, a lot of the initial action that will happen out of somebody leaving apathy and moving into anger, trying to do something, will ultimately result in nothing happening either. So, you know, there's a long road
ahead of
those people.
I want to talk a little bit more about that.
Sure, we can do that here. 855-453 is the toll-free number. Whether you want to talk marriage or apathy, anything goes here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. 855-453.
For all of you who are inspired to create your own unique holiday cards and gifts.
For all of you, there's Vistaprint.com. At Vistaprint.com, creating personalized holiday cards is simple. Choose from hundreds of designs and add your own photos and special messages. And they're 60% off. Plus, personalized one-of-a-kind gifts are also just 60% off. It's our best deal of the season. But hurry, offer ends December 7th. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to Vistaprint.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter code RADIO60. Vistaprint.com, code RADIO, the word 60.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust? Who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. $1,000. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial toll free and bring up anything you want right here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Live Sunday edition of the program with you in studio. You've got Ian
and Johnson.
And if you care about privacy, check out ProXPN. It's a global virtual private network. They encrypt your online data, which means that your internet service provider or somebody else, like the coffee shop you might be sitting at, their administrator will not be able to snoop on what you're doing with their internet connection anymore. Now, you know, your ISP may be logging that information, maybe keeping those logs for up to 5 years. You can put a stop to it by going to proxpn.com/FTL. Download the ProXPN software. It's free to get started with. You can download for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, as well as Android devices. And Linux users, you can get it too. It's just a little bit of a different setup if you're on Linux. It's a pretty simple process. However, go to proxpn.com/FTL. You get started there for free. And when you're ready to upgrade to their premium account for unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can access, you can privately torrent and get past regionally blocked websites with ProXPN's premium account. You just upgrade with code FTL50, and that brings the price down to around $5 a month. It's 50% off the price of their annual account. So go and get that deal over at proxpn.com/FTL. Code is FTL50. You get it all with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, and ProXPN does not keep records of your online habits. It's a great discount on privacy that is priceless. It's proxpn.com/FTL to get the software, and then use code FTL50 to get the 50% off the annual price discount. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Johnson, I know you wanted to talk a little bit further about folks' apathy, yeah, and, you know, kind of where to go from there. Joe is with us listening in Michigan. Joe, where in Michigan are you tonight?
I'm in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Welcome, Joe. You're on listening, I presume, to WTKG. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I think the case in Missouri, that was self-defense, and any police officer...
Which case in Missouri? Oh, you're talking about Ferguson. Gotcha.
Yeah, I mean, any police officer, you try to grab his firearm, you're probably going to get shot. But
yeah, I agree with you.
Well, first of all, we don't really know what happened in Ferguson, so that's one of the problems, is it turns out that, you know, there's different witnesses with different stories. I've seen headlines now where something about one of the prosecution witnesses was lying, and that's been proven. So I don't really know what happened in Ferguson, but yeah, I mean, obviously you shouldn't attack a cop because they're going to kill you.
And I think with Ferguson, that story, you know, if that's true, then the guy was trying to grab the police officer's gun, then obviously is justification. Versus, you know, what happened in the Eric Garner case,
which is in
New York City, which is just, clear that they just executed that guy.
That's what I was getting ready to say. I was surprised when I heard and I seen the video and I heard that they didn't file any charges. And
yeah.
You know, they should have just given the guy a ticket or something. You know, you don't tackle a guy and choke him on the street. And
he didn't even have any cigarettes. Like, have you seen the full video? He's like, I don't have any cigarettes. What are you talking about? I just broke up a street fight.
Wow.
And he wouldn't have had it. You know, they're like, well, we didn't choke him to death. Well, he wouldn't have had a heart attack if you guys wouldn't have jumped all over him. That doesn't justify what happened this weekend. Obviously, that was cold-blooded murder.
But, right.
You know, I think... You know, the inner city and all that stuff, the police can't fix it, and the police aren't the problem. It's you know, a bunch of things. The drug laws, the gangs, everything else.
Well, the drug laws are the police. I mean, that's right. The police's problem. They're the ones who create, they are the ones who continue to facilitate that problem because, yeah, you can blame the legislators, but ultimately the police are the ones who are choosing to enforce those laws, and they don't have to. They could use their discretion, and they could back off on the war on drugs, and if they did that, and if they backed off on prostitution arrests and backed off on busting people for doing penny poker and, you know, the VFW hall for gambling with you know, blackjack or whatever, if they stop going after these victimless crimes, then maybe the police could build reputation in the community again as people who are actually interested in protecting the people they supposedly are serving. But right now, I think for good reason, people don't trust the cops, and that's because they're not out to help you.
Yeah, if you want something to protest about, how about the unemployment rate in the minority communities in this country? And you know, they ought to be standing in front of the White House with signs that, you know, we want jobs. I mean, that's really, there's no epidemic.
Well, okay, first of all, what's the White House going to do about that?
Well, I'm just saying, he's you know, he's the president. And obviously, he can't do everything to fix the economy, but his policies affect business and their tax policies. If you tax a business to death, they can't hire people.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I was going to say, like, it didn't sound like you were asking for the government to somehow create jobs. I just wanted to make sure that's
any jobs they create are usually fake, and, you know, it's like
right.
One guy digs a hole and the other guy fills it in. But
right, which is why going out and standing out in front of the White House is, you know, not going to solve the problem when they could, you know, you could have taken that money that it would have cost you to drive to D.C. and, you know, gone and looked for a job, I guess.
Yeah.
But you're right. I mean, it's certainly the government that stands in the way of people creating wealth for themselves. One of the things that you know, you can't do is go into business for yourself very easily in the United States. In a lot of places, it's almost impossible to jump through all the regulations and the hoops that have been put up, and that means that poor people can't create more wealth than they otherwise would. If you're just working at a job, you're creating wealth to some extent for yourself, but mostly for the boss.
You know what I'd like to see? Rather than like a million people show up in front of the White House, I'd like a million business owners to put a sign outside of their business that says, "We've stopped paying taxes."
Oh, yeah. Well, that's not going to happen either. But you're
right. How's that for a protest?
If that happened, that would change everything, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would. You know, it's people, when they got a you know, nice house and a nice job and they can feed their kids and pay their bills, they're a lot less likely to go out and start burning down businesses. I mean, there's always a criminal element in society, but,
sure.
You know.
And most of them work for government.
Yeah, average folks are going to say, you know, I'm not going to risk losing what I've got for something. I mean, I'm not saying you become apathetic, but a lot of the unrest in this country is because people, they're working 2-3 jobs.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they work
and they can barely make ends meet.
What they used to make, you
know. Working 2 jobs and you can barely pay the bills. And Joe, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate your thoughts. Definitely understand where he's coming from on that.
I hope that this deflation or whatever is going on now with the oil prices. I heard rumor that's outstanding to me that you know, the whole reason that our drops is that the price of gas is dropping so rapidly is that oil has fallen to $55 a barrel or whatever it is, and that it supposedly could go down to $20 a barrel, which essentially would result in gas prices going back to being like a dollar a gallon.
Which, wouldn't that be incredible?
Oh, my God. Like, what would that do to the price of everything?
Well, it should come down over time. But
prices have not gone down in this country for what? How long?
Well,
that kind of dramatic price decrease? When? Not in my lifetime. Yeah. I don't remember prices going down on anything in my lifetime.
I do remember seeing dollar gasoline at some point last couple decades.
But that was like when I was really young.
Late 90s,
like I was
maybe.
First going to college.
Yeah, like
and,
99 or
yeah,
something
and
like
it was in Georgia that I was seeing that price. It wasn't anywhere else, but... But what I'm saying about that is that type of price brings down the price of everything else because deliveries for every shipment,
sure.
for everything, food comes down. It means workers can have more money. I mean,
well,
it's a cascade effect that's massive.
Wait a minute, but you use the term deflation, and that means taking money out of the money supply. Is that actually happening?
I don't know.
Because usually the government inflates the currency. That tends
right.
to be the way they do things.
Right, you got a
so,
good point, yeah.
Well, if what you're talking
some
about,
people,
the prices are going
right,
down. That's
right.
not that's
yeah,
not actually
right.
deflation.
You're right, I know.
So I just wonder,
know.
So you were not necessarily
no, I was
using
not necessarily
deflation correctly.
Saying, yeah, you're right, I was not okay. necessarily using deflation correctly.
But there is an argument out there that the government has been deflating the currency. I just don't know whether that's true or not. I don't know.
Maybe they figured out, hey, this QE thing isn't working. Maybe we should just try some money. We can do that,
Well,
too.
The thing is, when loans get called, maybe it's not that they're necessarily doing it on purpose, but when loans come back in, then that eliminates money from the money supply.
Okay.
And if loans aren't going out constantly, then it could be, the money supply could be contracting as a result of that. But I'm not a financial expert. If you know, you know, more than us, feel free to call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE, because when a loan is created, money is essentially generated. From that. Money's created into thin air by your signature authorizing that from the banking system.
Right.
So every time a loan gets paid off, that money is no longer out there
right.
in the system for you know, to be utilized. So effectively deflating the money supply.
So I want to go back to a point that we were talking about just a little bit ago, where you had said that the anger ultimately ends in nothing and kind of going nowhere in terms of...
In the United States, yeah, there's a lot of anger. There's now a lot of anger about the police state, and I want to see it turn into something. I
right.
really do, but like, look at Occupy, for instance. It's
sure.
a good example of that. There was a lot of people frustrated.
But what I would say is that every movement for social change ever has started with anger.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't saying that it was uncommon or that it was wrong. It's.
I just think that the anger, you know, you have to start with anger.
Start.
That's where people have to start.
I wasn't saying that people
okay.
didn't have to start there.
Okay.
What I was saying was that it didn't lead to anything most
right.
of the time.
Right.
So, like, okay, people are apathetic. What you were saying earlier was that people are apathetic and that, you know, when they lose that apathy, they then get angry and then, you know, you got to do something from there. But
sure.
it's the do something part where people fail. We'll come back with more here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
You've heard of Black Friday doorbuster deals. Well, don't miss Lumber Liquidators floorbuster deals. Get incredible discounts on your favorite floors at one-time-only prices. There's never been a better time to get a great deal on pre-finished hardwoods, hand-scraped hardwoods, gorgeous bamboo, top-quality laminates, and get 26-month special financing. Plus, get even more floorbuster discounts in our stores. The sale ends Tuesday. These deals will not wait until after the holidays. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.